begin a little bit.
I'll let you eat that.
Me and my sister were talking about that the other day. We used to love to get in Leora's lunch and get us a piece of her ham.
What's a kind of smoked meat that you sometimes have for breakfast?
It's bacon. Breakfast bacon.
Right, now, if you went to buy that, you might buy it sliced in a package,
yeah,
of course. Then you also
can buy it in the piece and have it sliced, or slice it yourself.
What would you call that piece? The whole great big piece.
Oh, that's a middling.
That's a middling?
Yeah.
That's a middling.
That's a middling.
And if you were going to make bacon out of that, then you might have to peel off this outside covering.
That's the skin. But you can buy it at the store now in any kind of length you want, from a $2, $1, or 50 cents or something like that. And they'll slice it for you, and they'll ask you, do you want the skin on? And you tell them no. They get that skin off and slice it, and then put that skin down and lay all that sliced on it, wrapped up, and say, here's your meat. And you can take that skin then and put it in the stove and parch it and chew on it.
That's good.
Good as cracklings.
Yeah, now that's the skin.
The chitlins.
You dry out.
That's the fat that you dry out when you...
The cracklings.
Yeah. We make crackling bread, you see.
Mm-hmm. What's crackling bread?
Well, that's just when you're going to make your pone of bread, like you're going to cook your straight bread like we've been talking about, and you have these cracklings all cut up fine, fine, and add that to it, and cook it, and call it crackling bread.
That's good, too.
It's good. It's fattening, though.
Yes, I know. I don't have that anymore, but I never made
it. I like her good cheese, but it's too much on a person my age. It's too greasy.
Now, what's it made of?
It's made of the hog head and the tongue. And then Mama used to use the ears and cut it all or grind it up. And then she'd put it in back when my mother fixed it, she put it in a big crock, big old bowl. And she'd pack it in there, and then she'd put a plate on it and set the smoothing iron on the plate. And that would press it, you know, and the grease would all come up. And if it come up and covered the plate, she'd get that grease off because she'd want to have room for some more grease to come out of it.
Well, is hog head cheese and sauce the same?
Yeah, that's the same thing, hog head heat, cheese and sauce.
That's good.
And my sister-in-law buys it in New Orleans. When I go back to her house, we're going to go get me some. It's dry, like it don't have a lot of grease in it. She said, please smoked it. She bought a piece and said, I want you to taste of this hog head cheese. But she didn't put it on the table. Well, I cut me off a little piece, and I got home. I said, you know, she got that good hog head cheese. I never even put none on the table. And I wanted a piece of that. I just tasted it. So I told her about it when I was down there before. I said, well, we'll get some. But we didn't go to the store at all when I was down before. We just stayed at her house. We don't ever go no more. I want to buy a piece of material or a dress or something. We never go to town. Never go down in New Orleans at all. They have a shopping center out where she lives, close to Ponce Trail.
Back up, talking about pork, I missed something up here I want to ask you about. Smoked salted pork would be referred to as...
Bacon.
All right. The man who cuts meat for you at
called a butcher.
All right, I missed those two. Now, did you ever eat any ground beef rolled in tripe, pickled, and then sliced and fried?
No, ma'am. I bet it's good, though.
It sounds good. You ever hear anything of anything called roliches? Okay. What about cornmeal and chopped liver cooked together and then sliced and fried?
Well, that's sort of like a hot tamale, isn't it?
Mm.
No, they put ground beef in. I don't know. I never have eaten that.
Did you ever hear Vinky?
No.
Okay. Did you ever make anything out of just the liver?
Liver hash and put egg in it. Boiled egg in the liver hash when you got it made.
Did you ever make, is there anything like liver sausage or?
Well, you can buy that, but I never made any.
All right. Did you ever make anything from the blood?
No.
You ever hear of blood pudding?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't want none of it. No fool with that. I've seen it mighty pretty laying there where they cut that, stuck that hog, be laying there just as could eat it.
What about cornmeal that's cooked in the juice from hog head cheese?
Never
ever heard
of that.
Scrapple? All right. Or cripple. If